Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the T-Lou Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at.
Check me out.
We started from the bottom, now we all on top. The G-Lu Show with the Baby Boy Drop. Westside Wednesday's the number one spot. The number one station for the real hip-hop. We got the shit locked with the key in the safe. Every since we hit the airs of the stations ain't safe. This the place where they doing it. The G-Lu Show with West Coast shit is heavily influenced. Started off with Rufus, moved to the death row. Now we on some skinny jeans shit, I really don't know where it's going, but I know where it's been. So we gon' keep it rolling like 10 times 10. Get it? If you don't, then you're probably not from here. Land of the scandalous, they call it Los Angeles. But don't trip, we gon' handle this. The G-Lu Show, G-Lu, your number one analyst. And I got this, homie. Westside Wednesday, the G-Lu Show, where they doing it at every week. West Coast hip-hop, top shelf shit, homie. We don't play none of that bullshit. Only the real, and we represent the real legends. Westside Wednesdays, Blog Talk Radio, that part.
Alrighty then. Well, I just realized my mic was not on that whole time I've been speaking. So if there was a delay, I'm sorry. My mic was not on. I thought it was, but I was introducing everyone to the show. I'm sorry again. Bear with me. Welcome to Westside Wednesday Radio Show, the G-Lu Show Wednesday nights, sponsored by BTP Media Group. That is BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the whole Kwanglomerate out the Bay Area. Also 93.3 Tweed FMism. Spectacular Lowrider Oldies on Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, Tweed Cadillac. Also, One World Magazine, follow them as well. And the GLUShow.com, also Dee Dee Harrison and Street Level Clothing. And tonight, my co-host is not with us tonight. Queen Jean is under the weather, so we want to keep Queen in our prayers, please. Hope that she gets better soon, but don't trip. I got something even a little bit better. I got family in the house tonight. Cousin Marcy is with me tonight, and she's going to sit in for Queen Jean and assist me tonight. So I want to welcome Marcy to the show. What's up, Marcy?
Hey, hey, what's up? What's up? Good evening. Happy Westside Wednesday. Shout out to the show. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. And I want to also just send out my well wishes to my queen cousin Jean. Feel better. But on a scale of nervousness, I'm on a 10, probably on a
44. Stop. You ain't nervous. You do this all the time. It's just official tonight. You know what I mean?
It's just official. It's just official. And I got my listening ears on, and I know we're going to get into some things, but hip-hop royalty in the here's all. So I'm here, a student ready to learn again.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to get to it, y'all. Everyone out there tuned in. You know, we got a special guest tonight in the house. We got Lynch Mob 3, a.k.a. Big 3 from the Lynch Mob. He is here with us tonight, so we want to go ahead and welcome him to the show. Big 3, welcome to the show, sir.
Welcome.
Hey, what's happening with the family?
What's up, man?
What's going
doing,
on?
Sir?
What's happening, everybody? I'm good, family. Hey, I'm good, man. How about you?
Good evening. Great to have you here. Glad to have you here, man. You know what I mean?
My pleasure, man. My pleasure. Anything for the West Coast. Anything for the coast, baby.
So, we got to preserve it, man.
We do. We got to do that. Ooh, no, they ain't going giving it away. They're giving it away. They ain't letting it go. They're giving it away, man. They don't love us like we love them. You know what I'm saying? We had them, and, you know, right. Now it's like, come on, y'all. Do what you got to do and, you know, keep the coast what it is, you know what I'm saying, and catch it.
I love my youngsters.
That's official right there. That's official right there, you know what I'm saying, for real. And I love all my youngsters. A lot of them love us. They just don't know how to – no, I was going to say, a lot of them love us. They just don't know how to express it. But go for it, family.
Right. I agree. And another thing that's a trip when we're talking like preserving the coast and the culture, the music. I mean, the whole thing is like, you know, going away. And I understand things, you know, change and progress and all that. But the coast, it's like you say, just like with hip-hop. Even hip-hop is going somewhere else. But I mean, it's just cultures. You have to preserve that. People can grow and, you know, youngsters do different things and all this. But you still have to preserve that culture and you know, that's like having a secret recipe, you know, that the people are known for, KFC, the secret recipe or whoever. You have to preserve that, and I don't think some of the youngsters are taking it that serious anymore, don't really care, and it's almost like the tables have turned where people followed and looked up to like the West Coast, and now it's like the tables turn like they following other people, you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that, things change again, but still preserve your own culture and your own secret, your own recipes. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you. And it's always cool when you have guests to the house. You know what I'm saying? You know that. But like anything, when you come to a guest house, I'm not going to reach in your fridge. I'm going to say, hey, my nigga, can you grab me a beer or something, or 40 or something? And, you know, he going to have his woman or whatever come through. It is a preservative.
Right.
It is a recipe. It is an artifact. Like the damn redwood redwood trees that you can only get them in where? Redwood,
right.
California.
right.
Okay. It ain't no other redwood. That's what it is. When you land on the coast and you see the greats, you gotta bow down from the Bobby Jimmy, the Easy E's,
come on, baby.
Mixmaster Spade. We gonna take it all the way back, family. It didn't start with us. Toddy T's, come on, man. The legends, the cats that paved the way, that did whatever they had to do to keep it up. The Rudy Parties, come on now.
Right.
Everybody, party, you
LA
know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Come on, LA Dream Team, come on. Egyptian, come on.
Joe Cooley, Roddy,
you know what I'm saying? Joe Cooley, right? Come on, man. I'm talking about the original real Tila. You know what I'm saying? All y'all, come on. Mac Dre. Come on,
Mac
there.
Dre.
Up there
Rest
in the bay,
peace,
Mac
man.
Dre. MC Pooh. Come on, man. Pooh. DJ Pooh. 41. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
When you land
you
on the coast.
Give Hammer some, man. You even give Hammer some.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on.
A cold nigga,
come on,
man.
Come on, baby. I'm bowing when you say Hammer. Cause I remember we slid up there on him. The whole mob slid up there, Cube and everybody, and hooked up with him and his brother. And this is the first cat. I'm going to keep it real, my nigga. This nigga was watching his stats. I ain't talking about you. This is BET days. We looking at 20 TVs. This nigga got, I was on this channel, MTV, BET, this many times. I said, this nigga is for real. He's counting how many times he got his brother up there. You know what I'm saying? Man, look, bro. Like I said, you land on the coast, you got to pay homage. Just like when we land out there on the east, we pay homage. When you come to the coast, pay homage. And that goes for us that rest and breathe and inhale, exhale this. The youngsters on down, they don't understand how much niggas paid the way to get here.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
How many Uncle Jam Army parties have you been to? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How many skate worlds you been to? You know what I'm saying? How many times you wanted to grab the mic and niggas is like, nah, my nigga. How many motherfucking mixtapes have you been on? How many, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's, it's, it's one of them. So
right.
They ain't understanding because it's a lane that's wide open that everybody paid for them to come in and get down. And
but it's
they
so
really,
easy
really,
now.
They not
right. even easy, but thing is just so right there that they don't understand that all of that backstory and all of that back. You know, all of that shit, you know what I mean, that it took to get there. And that's not only West Coast, L.A., that's hip-hop, period. These youngsters in hip-hop now don't appreciate the forefathers and the people who made it possible for rap to be the fucking number one genre now when they said that shit was just a fad and was going to go away.
Just a fad.
And like
Come
you said,
on,
people
man.
Had to fight for their respect when it started. Ooh. New York, West Coast first had to fight for their
Come on,
and,
man.
And then everyone else, way before the South just had it. You had real art, like Ghetto
Come
Boys.
Come on,
and Luke
man.
And really, really, you know, putting it down. So these youngsters don't know nothing about it. Not that they don't know. I don't know if they respect it or what, but they just got it so easy now that some of these youngsters will just be so bold and say they the best group
okay,
ever. They came out 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
That.
We the best group
right,
ever.
Right.
And we it's a lot of weird stuff. And
I heard.
I just think they got so much money now. I think the money blinding them. They just because they are getting the money, but they don't have anything behind it. You know, that's why they just do a lot of dumb shit and flash. And, you know, all that shit because it's nothing.
One
you know,
day here,
it,
one
but,
day they gone. Yeah. One day here, one day they gone type stuff. And ain't no respect yeah. for it. And... Sorry about that. Not my damn headset. But ain't no respect for it, man. It's real because I'm looking at cats doing their thing. And I'm going, we respect you for keeping the tradition. We just want you to keep the traditions. You
right,
understand?
Right.
We just want you to keep the traditions. That's all. You got to pay right. homage to who started this and who paved the way for you to live like you live it and ball like you balling and all that so that, you know, that
yeah.
everybody knows this thing started way, way, way before us. It
way
started
before,
way before
yeah.
us. Yeah. Yeah, it started.
Yeah.
And
these
youngsters
don't get that. Nobody did it before them. Or was, you know, like they just the greatest
right,
thing that happened
because right, right.
they popping now. You know?
Hey man, and look at the work we had to do just to get cats to even give us the mic. How many battles you had? How many? Come on,
yeah,
how many
really
break dances?
To, yeah,
how many
it,
break
it,
dance
you just get on the mic.
You had to get into.
Right.
Nah, you had to show mm-hmm. up. Let me see you, Bashman. Let me see what crew you from and how you getting down and what you know what the business is with you. And cats look at niggas and they like, well, holla, you know. And I'm like, nigga, this is in the nigga bones. This is not.
Right.
I don't wake up today and say I'm finna rap. Nigga, I've been
mm-hmm.
doing this since break
right,
dances.
Let's go back to
Let your boogaloo.
Exactly.
Come on, family. Come on,
yes,
man.
Yes,
you don't wake up one
yes,
day. You don't wake up 50-something and still can bust the same way you did at 16 and 20.
Right.
If you wasn't rapping at 16 and 20 or you wasn't getting your
right.
you wasn't getting your feet wet, you wasn't going out there getting on this talent show, getting booed, coming
right.
back. Let me work on this shit a little bit more, man. They wasn't feeling me out there on that last one when I went out there and did that. They wasn't feeling that. Let me go and get righteous and go and rewrite, you know what I'm saying? Until you get to a point where you can just freestyle off the head and you coming with some fly shit. But I, like I said, I love my youngsters. I got no disrespect for them. I just want them to know that this came. The shoulders that they standing on, you got to uplift them and put them
mm-hmm.
back in the put them back on
yes.
the pedestal. We the only genre, my
yeah.
nigga, that has a due date. The Who's still playing?
Yeah.
The Commodore's
yeah.
still playing?
They throw you away. They throw you
Come
away.
Come on, man. How? How? When I roll over tomorrow, Rolling Stones going to be playing. Mick Jagger's going to get $100 million for a tour. It's $100 million little black and brown and all kind of little kids. They're white now. They love us. And I'm sitting there going,
yeah.
when do we get a due date? I mean, Chad go in the studio like Jay. Jay just threw out that last one. Come on, $100 million, $200 million, because it's even at a dollar
yeah.
a pop. You still, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not understanding how my family, Tidy T, Egyptian, how is the due date on that? How is it a due date? I should still be seeing Egyptian Lover records right now. I should still be hearing Tidy
yeah.
T busting right now. It shouldn't be
yeah.
no due date on that. It should be niggas saying, you know who I got on the track with me? Nigga, I got Ice, I got Tila, I got Tidy T. What? You got who? You know what I'm saying? And it should be some Rolling Stone type homage, but they shit on cats and all he old. And all this and that.
Yeah,
man,
you old. Yeah.
So
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Three, because you know we know this.
Mm.
We know this. This is the problem with hip hop. We know this, you know, and we could all day say
yes,
that.
Sir.
What do you think it's going to take to change that, or what do you think will happen So we don't know when or where or what, but what do you think is going to take or when it could happen with a connection with the older cats and the youngsters and we can come to some type of medium or bridge where, like you said, they can learn more and be open to more and then the OGs can be more accepted or be able to, you know, deal with the youngsters and make some things happen how it should be.
Until we get together as a small, just say rap industry cats get together and we start putting out like this museum thing that they got going on with my brother Chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's preserving us until
right.
we put your money where your mouth is, and it's an actual facility where every cat that ever did it can go in and pay homage to the cats coming. I don't think we're going to get together. I mean, think about it, fam. How many times we've been to Skate World, Egyptian Lover, all that, and the whole army, all that, you know what I'm saying? It's as simple as erecting a building, putting the people up in there, and then allowing the people, maybe not charging them, maybe charging, I don't know, but putting something together, because people only seem to respect brick and mortar. Look how long Sloss and Swap Meet been there. Look how long it took to close Compton Swap Meet. You feel what I'm saying? These is more mature. You know what I'm saying? These is facilities that half of the all the West and half of the East, I had to come see the Slauson. I got to go through comp. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't heard us talk about it. So if we talk about it in a revering way, then everybody else is going to talk about it in a revering way. We got to stop one hating on one another. I don't give a fuck if you sold one record or 100 million records. You should get the same respect as the next man. When you work and hustle and grind and get your shit to 100 million, you're going to get respect for 100 million. Because I don't know who the dude is last week, and now that dude is big. Look at my nigga Snoop. I remember Snoop when he came to Street Knowledge with demos. And now look, he's 100, 200, 2 trillion strong. You feel what I'm saying? So
never disrespecting
the next cat, because you don't know who that next cat is. You never know who that next cat is. So it's just a respect thing between one another. When we was breakdancing, and I come up to you and up rock and bounce back, and then this other cat get on the cardboard and do his thing, and then he kill everybody.
Right.
He just, you know, he crab leg, he head, he spin, he do everything.
Right.
What you got to do, you got to fall back and be like, oh, who was that? Oh, yo, man, that's the West Coast Crazy Legs. Or he going to go to New York and battle the East Coast Crazy Legs. Didn't even know that until you saw the man and you saw the man's work ethic. He been working all month, 2-3 months to get that backspin, that head spin. Okay, it's the same thing in the music. I ain't going up in that lab, you know, one take, two take. Nah, I've been on that bitch for a minute, and then I come in and knock out what I got to knock out, and then I got to ask the cats, yo, what you think it is? How this shit sound? You know what I'm saying? It's still the same way. There is no, I'm going to do a one take and walk away. People hear Jay-Z, and then I'm going to start spitting in one take, and then this shit is garbage. You ain't got 25, 30 years in the game to say that, so you got to keep just like college. You was in college,
everyone's
and you try to write
too.
Your essay.
You can't do what the next man do. Some people are
you can't
are more,
do what the next
you can
man
do shit
do.
Better than you can. You can't do what the next man do. Now that's
hey,
simple.
Bro.
Go ahead, though. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Hey, no, family, check this out. How many crooked eyes is it in the world?
Two. None.
There you go. Come on. The man, you know what I'm saying? I could keep going on. How many Ice Cubes is it? How many musical geniuses like a Dr. Dre? How many Chili Chills? How many Broadways?
Right.
How many motherfucking Quicks? How many, you know what I'm saying? If these
and all
these
of them do
the
their stuff different,
was,
and they're all great.
Come on. You feel me? That's what this business is. It's the good, the better, than the greats. And the greats seem to rise no matter who do it what. How many people from the Bay can fuck with Short? 40, whole different lane right there. Short been the same man since 80 he is right now. And he
still
keeps spitting hits. He keeps doing it the way he
do it in
his lane. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody fucking with him. And in his lane, he got that bitch locked down because he invented it. What I'm seeing and what you seeing and why we not feeling some of this youngster is because they taking niggas' lane. The shit that we couldn't do, that thing called biting, that right there. There was no love for biting. Now the industry,
now it's
actual
normal
brick and mortar building, because they rewarding it. it because originality ain't something that they want, because they want to regurgitate it and put it back out there in a younger package and say, oh, this is just as good as this older. Nah, Slick Rick is Slick Rick, and this nigga doing Slick Rick is cool, but he ain't Slick. That's why Slick sold 100 million records. And that's what this business is. When you look at the country dudes, okay, let's just jump for a second to the country dudes. It was all the same until we had my nigga Nelly go over there and say, I'm finna do this on a major label, and everybody went, huh? What? Who? And he killed it, and then now we got the other little cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you look at it for what it is, somebody gotta go take a L to get a W. And the L's to get the W's is the biggest one. So they take the hit and go do some original, just like us. We go out with that work, take that hit and go to North Carolina, go to wherever and get the work off. And then niggas go, man, them niggas from L.A., they ain't bullshitting. They came out here, dropped that work off, and got back to the crib and got that dough. It's to say originality can never be replaced. I love to see my youngsters.
Never.
I just wish they would do more original stuff. Yeah, I just want them to do more original stuff. And they showing the skill. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving that. What I'm not, I'm looking for the
but
original
originality.
Shit.
Like you said, they definitely.
That's the
it's skills. And that's what I'm so sad. I talk about this a lot, you know, but I always bring it up. That's why I'm just sad. Then I'm going to take a couple callers. I see you, callers. Give me 1 second. Sad that we lost, like, the homie Nip, man, because he was one of the last ones of the of kind of the youngsters, but he could bridge with the older, you know, the older ones loved him and respected him, and the young ones did, too.
Facts.
But he was that bridge and
facts.
He was the last one of kind of that generation, man, and we lost him. You see, since we lost him, it's just been kind of crazy, man, especially with the youngsters.
Yeah, dude, and look how long it was between when we got Nip. Now, think about Nip from L.A., that's the 6-0 car. Think about Raz is almost the odd.
Yeah, they just
alter
they
ego.
Just walked right over
you
Raz,
feel me?
Man. Just like
you feel me? You only get these lyrical verbal genius. Yeah, you get them every once in a blue moon, and them the ones that when they spit, it's just so beautiful. Everybody loves it. You know what I'm saying? So these are some of my favorites throughout the Southland, all the way up there from then to now, from all the way from the Bay to L.A. I constantly watch to see who get, because I'm a lyricist, so I love lyrics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? E.A. Ski. I'm a lyricist always. When I got in the
game.
You don't
get his respect either.
Nah, man.
California, not outside the West Coast, he don't. But, you know, people know, but E.A. Ski, man, legend. Respect.
That's the family. Yeah, no question. And for us, when we on the mic, lyrics is everything. I don't never produce because this is art. When I come in with my little piece of the Picasso, and then Dre, Q, Snoop, Pooh, Rashad, whoever, you know what I'm saying, Quick, Broadway, you name it, any of the thousands of producers we got on the West, Chill, with whatever, all of them, they put the other piece, and then you got what you got. And that's what Pac was talking about. That's what Pac did. You know, he was one person. When he got down here, became a whole nother dude and sold a whole nother 100 million records. And that's what cats got to understand. I don't have to do it all. I'm not even trying to do it all. I'm just trying to do what I do. And I'm watching the cats that got that goddamn gift. The cats that got that gift, I'm on their ass because I'm watching because I want to collab with them. I want to do something with a Jada. You know what I'm saying? My nigga just come home. JD. He just come home.
Right.
And these niggas is hot.
Yeah, shout out to JD.
Dazzy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Come on, man. Yeah. It's one of them things, dog, that when you get them greats, you hold on to them and you put together and you get what you got. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, rest in peace, Nip. I banged some of Nip stuff on the low a lot because I just like to hear young niggas just come from a whole different perspective for niggas. And he breed that to niggas. You know what I'm saying? And niggas feel that. They like, damn, this nigga been in the trenches. You can feel it. You can feel the pain in the music.
Yeah.
So it's one of them with me, man.
Right.
I'm just a lyricist. I'm a be that. And since they birthed it from I ain't even gonna say Run. I love Run, but I'm gonna go Melly Mel the Message. You remember when the Message
came? Yes, sir. That's the most powerful, one of the most powerful songs in hip hop. Period to this day.
Okay.
Because
they
break
that
it all down,
drop,
man. And that's kind of reality rap. That's what it is.
That was it before the Slicks and everybody else.
You know,
everybody had to fall back. Man, look, the Message made everybody fall back and be like, day over there was some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. I looked, I said, KB, yeah, you know, 8 Million Stories, Sit Fly, Run DMC, they killing it. But when Mel dropped that, the message, ooh-wee, it just blew everybody back, and everybody was like, okay, we gotta fall back. They got some people over there that's got some shit on their mind to talk about, and from there it ain't never stopped. You had to back up when you get your Tupac's and you get your Melly Mel's and you get your LL, ooh shit, Nas, you know,
LL was
that fucking Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
come on, man. These once in a lifetime dudes that man, that changed the game. Your Rakims and all that, and all our people. You know what I'm saying? All our people up in here. It's crazy, man. I like I said, I love this business. I love this. This is my life, man. I don't sacrifice this for nobody. I put this on hold, but I never. This is like one of the kids to me. You know how your kid is? You won't let nobody harm your kid. That's music to me. I will not let nobody fuck this up for me. I don't give a shit. I was blessed with Cube to come get a nigga and put a nigga in the crew and take a nigga around the world. So, yes, sir.
That's what I want to ask you. Like, then I want to bring my co-host, Marcy. I know she got a couple questions, but I want to ask you too, man. Like, how did the whole give people a little bit of the background on how you even got down with the Lynch Mob and the whole Lynch Mob crew? Because people, you know who don't know. You know, just give us a quick breakdown of how you got down with the crew and
quick
how long
synopsis
you got down with the mob and everything.
Okay. I'm from L.A. He from L.A. My mom was in L.A., you know, single mom, whatever. Moved out back and forth to AZ, back and forth to AZ when we kids. So we get out here. I'm still going back and forth to L.A. Then finally, you know, high school, this, that, the third. You in here, you over here. So I'm out here rapping in AZ in a group called D30 Ice. Well, the dude I was working with who was hustling, he was a big-time dude. He had, you know, he had some dope, so he had some connections. At the same time, that I was messing with these dudes, D30 Ice, dude Philip Jefferson, all them. Here come Cube. He dropped my fucking Dope Man. Fucked the whole world up. Everybody tripping, right? Now I'm looking like, damn, he, you know, he spit that shit. Well, he led in Arizona to go to ITT Tech.
He was exactly. Now it makes sense. I did remember
sir.
He went to Arizona.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Well,
he
ahead,
graduated
go ahead,
from
go ahead.
School.
Okay.
High school. Left the wash house. Left the other spot too. All that to come out here, and then he get out here, and then my homeboy Wax Dog was working with CC Peniston, and I forgot the other chick he was working with. Anyway, he was working with them, and he here, Cube is here, and Cube land, I guess, in his building something. And so he hit me, like, hey, three, guess who out here? You know, I'm like, who? He's like, Cube. I'm like, Cube is in AZ? He's like, yeah, he's going to school down the way. I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, let him know what's happening. And so he hit him. So Cube going to ITT Tech, he bounced over to where we at on it, because he passed him the line. I tell him, hey, man, slide over. We over here, it's good over here. You know, my man, he's straight, you know, taking care of niggas, we good. So he slide through. And we hook up from there. My man had a clothes store over here called Field Sporting Goods Store. So he slide through here because back then he was in the B210 and the Bug. He was in the Bug and the B210. I remember he left that
so
shit over there.
The B210,
shit.
The Dotson. Not the Dotson.
Man. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Old green one. So, yeah. So he had that and a Bug when he got to AZ. And he, I remember he left it over there to go to shit once the money came. But he was sliding to the spot and fucking with us, and then he hooked up with my dude. He was, man, you know, you getting money, woo. And he started kicking with us. We rapping and shit, and he like, damn. He like, fucking, I'm fucking with y'all while I'm out in AZ. Cool. So time passed, him going back and forth. He like, shit, I'm over here paying all this high-ass rent. What you got, dog? So he asked my dude Phil. My dude Phil has some apartments off of 7th Street. So I'm already at one, and I'm running a store. I'm going back and forth. I'm living in a goddamn shop. Selling clothes by morning, going, you know, all this shit. So he said, I got an apartment over here. So Cube say, fuck it. Hey, man, let's be roommates for a minute so I can stack this dough. I'm going back and forth fucking with Dre and them while all this shit is going on. And I'm like, nigga, do what you do. Come through, you know, whatever. So we was roommates for about a year, my nigga. That's how we got linked up. So when the shit was funky, between him and Easy and the Dope. Remember right. the remember the sidekick and all that shit out there.
Right.
Yeah. He hit me like three. This shit gonna go bad, man. And I remember Dre was on the line like, take care of my nigga. I'm like, I got you, nigga. Good. He over here eating good, living good, nigga. This nigga having Red Lobster for breakfast. Get the fuck out of here. We good, my nigga.
Was, right.
She was straight. So he with us, rolling with us, and he tell me, say, three, check it out, man. This shit is going to go bad. I ain't getting this bread easy on me. Ooh, I'm like, okay, well, you know, family, you do what you do. You know, I'm over here. I ain't in that, and I'm over here. You know what it is. It's good. So he like, all right, bet. Kept jumping on the plane, doing shows, coming back and forth. And then on the last one, he like, yo, I know this shit going bad. I'm finna walk. I got the paperwork. We'll do out the whole thing. You in with me. I'm like, nigga, get at me when you get at me. They go do what you do. So he get the rest of the mob. They put the whole group together, the name, Chill, and all that. Chill actually helped, was one of the people that was there when they named it, from Mad Circle to the
right.
Lynch Mob, okay? It was all that going on. And he did all that, got everything together, got the new deal, everything, got the money. He hit me, said, three, we're finna go to New York. In the middle of that, I'm going to have you come out. All right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in AZ, so I ain't tripping. You know, I'm my nigga good. And then my
right.
house get hit. We get hit with a raid. Boom, shit gets shut down. He out there doing his thing. He fly to New York, come back. He hit me. Hey, three, what's good? I'm like, my nigga, shit bad, man. This nigga folded up, locked up in the tank, nigga. And I'm out here on my back. He like, nigga, say no more. Nigga, you come with me in a week or two, nigga, get niggas bag together. You're going to fly to L.A., then fly to Chicago. And that's when nigga saw me. They like, damn, who the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, it's fucked up because I had to run. I get to his house with his wife and shit. You know what I'm saying? And he only got a Rhyme Syndicate hat for me. So I land in Chicago. First time JD and everybody see me. Who the fuck is this nigga? And I got a Rhyme Syndicate hat. They losing. Man, our niggas gave me the blues over that. Because, you know, Ice-T and Cube was cool. So he had a Rhyme Syndicate.
Right.
So he give me that. I land. Niggas give me the blues. And then after that, we just go on. And from there, it ain't never stopped with me. So me and him's been since ITT Tech. I ain't just show up and... When I was there, I was doing the clothing at Field Store. We was going back and forth to L.A., down to the swap meet, down to downtown, buying up shit, bringing it back out here, dumping all the feeler shit and all that shit. So he knew I was always doing clothing in AZ. So when I landed, he had another cat named Vince that was doing this shit. And he said, I'm going to get you to do it, you know, if you want to fuck around. Well, at the time, I land. I don't know what, you know, I'm just fresh back in the city trying to figure out what's going on. His manager, Pat, like, he's going to go on the road with him and do this and do that. All right, whatever. So I'm still thinking about money like I always do. So I'm starting to design hats and shit for me. Chili Chill was having shit, his own custom shit he was walking around with. Everybody was having custom. We was all out doing each other. You know, we was all out doing each other for doing shit, wearing shit, you know, this, that. So, St. Ives, we fucking doing the commercials and shit. And they saying, damn, you know, might not walk up on me like, damn, three, you did this or did that. I'm like, yeah, this is some, you know, because I'm working in the office. I ain't in the studio with them. I'm in the office. And so people come to Street Knowledge, they see me. I'm living down below Street Knowledge. Everybody who know me know I lived at Street Knowledge. They had built me an apartment. So I lived under Street Knowledge, which is a big-ass built. But neither here nor there, I'm doing my little stuff and chilling everybody, T-Bone, everybody coming with their own garments. So they hit me like, hey, if you really do this, let us slide you some bread. They gave me a little contract, and then I took it from just bullshit to across the country. So the poster with Q with the shirt with him all over it, that's one of my designs. I put that together. It was a lot of stuff that I had hands in with the merchandise because they funded me. They were like, we're going to back you to get the merchandise up. So when we was out, we had everything. It just a lot of shit never hit. We had watches. All these groups were watches and shit. We had that then. We had Lynch Mob watches. I was finna get the chains. It just was a lot of madness going on because the money started getting fluffy. And people was like, damn, how much bread is three getting? You know, I had brought one of my homeboys to count the money because I got tired of counting money. My nigga Mix Master, rest in peace. I love that nigga to death. He was out there with me drinking and counting money because back then, it wasn't no credit cards. So niggas was $20 a pop. I'm sitting there with $10,000, $20,000 in cash at every one of these venues, then I gotta pay Cube and all the Lynch Mob and everybody on the road. So every night, I'm the first one to the show, the greenest shirts, and the last one leaving. They leaving, I got to go. You know how it is at the venue. I got to clean up, get all the shirts, and get the money and whatever's left, and go back to the room and pay everybody. That's what everybody knows me for. The music thing, I didn't get to do that till afterwards because I had so much on my head from the record company, the beer company, everybody else on my ass. When you land in motherfucking Chicago, Cincinnati, wherever, where's it gonna be, what the hotel is, what the, I mean, it was a business, bro. Three-way gear was no joke, in association and in conjunction with Cube, in conjunction with St. I. So I had all the corporates on my head all that time. I couldn't slack because I got somebody 10, 20 grand they got to get tonight. You know, Cube ain't here. Where's my money at? Nigga, how much did we sell tonight? Okay. Bet. Show me the stats. I was having niggas sign off shit and all that. And you know how you do with business. You know what I'm saying? It was just, it was what it was back then, man. And I love my nigga for everything he did. And still to this day, he gave me a view of the world that I could have never got. And the business changed after that. So what he gave me was a view of what his last dudes wasn't doing, what the record company wasn't doing, I was doing for him in the merchandise. And that's how St. I saw it. And they was like, well, damn, you putting all these little cool little garments together just on some humbug. Why don't you go out and push the motherfuckers all over? So I had these brothers from Cincinnati. They would follow us with backdrops. It was a beautiful thing, man. I miss them days of us doing that. But we was getting paid, pool shit, everybody shit. We was finna go retail, man. Gus, everybody across the country, we was finna go retail with Lynch Mob clothing, and shit just, you know, it just derailed. I mean, it was a lot of people seeing the money coming. A lot of people saw what we were doing. It went from bullshit to real shit to corporate shit to old shit. You know what I'm saying? And so at that point, that's when he was like, hey, Three, I'm going to get you to fall back. I'm going to have Winterland come in and take this over. And that's when this Lollapalooza tour was coming. So that's the one where I jumped off the boat and he had them do it. But you talking about $1 million deal. I mean, come on, it's Lollapalooza. You can't do nothing. You're playing baseball arenas. You can't do nothing but come home with 50, 20 million just in clothing. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's where I ended as far as merchandise go. But I walked him all the way up to that. And then from there, bam, I just fell back and started working on the music. And my brother went to the moon. He went from, what, Boys in the Hood to, you know what I'm saying, all these, you know, straight out of Compton. He ain't never stopped. So, well, you know, where are we there yet? So all them movies and all that. So he went to the moon, and as I say, God bless him. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful to see a cat that you know that was your first and one time broke roommate up to the $100 million category. You know, motherfucking the Big Three, all that shit, the football, baseball, basketball, all that shit he into. So I'm blessed to have been a small fixture in my brother's life, and I'm blessed that he even thought enough of me to even put me in the Lynch Mob, man. That was a blessing that I can never repay him because it afforded me a vision of the world that I could never have seen from L.A. or Arizona. I could never have seen what the world looked like from the other side. Touring and all that shit, man.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Q, man, and for him still doing what he does. And
yes,
that's
sir.
One of the people we have respected and kept, you know what I mean, protected in the culture. Like, you know, Cube still does his thing, and you know, we love it, you know. So shout out to Cube.
Big
before
shout
we
out.
Shout out to the caller. If you want to speak, press 1. I want to let my co-host get in if she has any questions, anything she wants to add.
What's up?
Hey, yes, just sitting here like in awe. Shout out to the guest, 10 Clap Sound, Mr. Dilu. Like, this is just everything. I just appreciate, you know, your history is so intriguing and the energy that you give up growing up, you know, in the early days of hip-hop and being able to listen to you as an artist. I'm going to just say a couple of things. I do have a question for you.
Sure, go for it.
But growing up, thank you. Growing up, for me, with hip-hop, I just see it as a history as, yeah, the East might have created it, the West perfected it, the South and the Midwest.
Sure.
they go through what they go through. They might still be in a blender, but I like to think of them as kind of like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It seemed like they was always trying to lean on over, you know, to the west, but they still stay in the blender. So, but the energy of the West, even as a little kid, growing up in the late 80s, you know, well, early 80s, I'm a 70s baby, but it's just something about the West, and that's why I'm saying it's just so interesting to hear you as an artist. Like, you still have that energy. Like, you still have that energy. You still have that feel for your coast, for your craft, and you could just tell them what I think was different back then, because the youth was brought up a couple of times. As of now, you know, the youth, I don't think they have that kind of backbone, West Coast or East Coast, where the people are really just showing them, hey, this is where you come from, and this, like, if you want to be an artist, I think you should have to take a college course on that. And we have a couple of people in hip-hop that are doing college courses, because it should not be where you can just go and just get, you know, however you get put on, and then it's just like nothing behind you, where you can't be here 25 to 28, 30 years later and then be performing at the Super Bowl, having your own football league, or, you know, just doing stuff for your coast still to this day, where your music is still just, you know, I could hear one of you all songs, and when the intro came on today, and it was just like, man, same energy, eighth grade, like, yeah, I'm ready to go tear some stuff up, but I'm not going to, you know. And then the lyricalism, like, you, the lyricists, we have so many, and you all are included yourself, the lyrics, the lyrics that you all put out, where the kids, they can understand what you're saying. And then just a little bit more than what I feel about the West Coast is, like, it was something over here where everything was connected, like, from the pop lockers to the lowriders to the car you even drove around and what kind of song was bumping out of your car, okay? That's what I remember growing up in hip-hop. The East had it. You know, they had my attention, too. My first tape I got was the Sugar Hill Gang. Learned that cover to cover. But then I got my hands on Too Short, Life Is Too Short. Oh, wait, what? And then here comes N.W.A. and then the rest, you know, it's history. It's like, oh, no. And that's what, and it seemed like something about the East, what they were going through, some things, you know, when that happened. But the West just came up. They stomped on it. They put their mark on it. It just became worldwide. And then that's why I never could understand the whole East Coast, West Coast, and, you know, things like that. But it's just a certain kind of feel that we have over here. And we really, you should teach a course, like, I had to get my notepad and my pencil, like, you got to take notes, like, because that's what they're missing. And me as a mother, I've always tried to include my children in, no, this is, oh, you think you know Ice Cube? Okay, no, let me go show you this. Oh, let me show you the Lynx Mom. Let me go show you Menace of Society soundtrack. Let me show you Yo-Yo, the IBCWC, in that movement. Let me show you how you don't have to be naked and on stage, and you could talk about something else. And that's another difference between, you know, the two. So the youth of today, I'm going to just leave it at that, but I'm very, very thankful, and shout out to you again. Just, you know, I'm just intrigued. But my question was, and I know you got to get to the callers, G-Lu, when did you know, do you still remember that moment? And I think you might have touched on it when you gave us how you got started. Very inspirational. When did you know that I could go out here and do this? I'm going to go out here and I'm really going to do this. When did you know? I have all the confidence. I know that I could do this. I could rock this. I don't care who's rocking with me. And that's my question.
I'll tell you. Ooh-wee, you dug deep. You know you dug into my liver, right? You dug deep with that one. Let me tell you, I was in high school. Okay, I got booed by my entire high school.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I got booed by I went out on a talent show. They started the tape. Me and this dude named Kenny Ace, I'll never forget it. And a shout out to Kenny Ace, wherever he is. And they started the tape early. There's a tape, remember, cassette tape. Somebody hit the tape, started early. We rapping between the hook. They got everybody in the lunchroom. So, I mean, everybody in the basketball room, in the gymnasium, talent show, whatever, it went bad. Got booed by the whole school. Once it started, it kept going. I had to rap and battle every human being from that school, from the security guard, teachers, kids. I had to battle everybody, every person, basketball players would walk by, hey, nigga, you ain't shit, and I'm did it. And I'll be like, God damn, I had to battle everybody for a whole year.
Wow.
Then after that, yeah. See, my story, like I said, different from everybody else. So after I started getting good enough to eat niggas' asses, then that's how the word spread. I'm starting to battle other crews and this and that. That's how the word spread to old boy, who was, you know, the big dude in town with all the work. And he got me on, my first stage was with Zap, rest in peace, Roger. That was
wow.
The first time that everybody in the city had saw me and the whole crew. And everybody knew that they had booed me, like, this nigga been rapping forever. So we can't fuck with him in a battle. And this nigga will never stop. And he was that dude. And I ain't say I was good.
Talent
I was good
show.
Enough to beat them. Talent show.
Talent
was
show.
What did
shout
it.
Out to the talent
yes,
show. Or an original,
shout out to the talent
conception
show.
Conception
yes,
where you used to do the talent show
yes,
in school.
Ma'am.
Get your thing off and
if you ain't
you
never did no talent show, you ain't no real
talent. Like, yeah.
There
go
JD. There go JD.
They're not going to lie. At the talent shows, or like the Apollo, they're not going to lie. But now look, we have American Idol, and it's so sensationalized. And then you got your making the band. And somebody telling you, well, you ain't going to get in the studio until you walk to go get some cheesecake. Like, motherfucker, what? Like, it shouldn't be there. I don't remember telling something like that. But like you said, Sam, I had to go and battle the janitor, the basketball player, the girl.
Everybody in the whole entire school, anybody and everybody was spin a lyric, walk by. I had to bat. I mean, I'm talking about every human being. You know, niggas that don't the ROTC, the nigga flipping the rifle,
wow.
Niggas spin a lyric, and you know the niggas that know because they like niggas. You got booed by everybody, so I had to work all the way back up to get my respect in the school, then school to school battling niggas, then. To the stage, and niggas was like, well, I know three. He did that nigga ain't finna quit, woo, woo, woo. And after a while, it started getting a buzz around that this nigga ain't gonna quit, and that's how running the old boy feel. And then he was like, well, nigga, you bring me some more niggas, and let's put a group together. And that's where the D30 Ice thing came. And then from there, he ran into some, we was performing, Cube saw us, Easy used to fuck with me bad with that Nefertiti African stuff. You remember when we was doing it, all the pro-black stuff? Okay,
yes,
he used to fuck
yes.
with me every time he saw me. I had the Nefertiti and all that. What did that mean? He would be on my head. What the fuck do that mean, three? And I was like, oh, it's black. Yeah, okay, get that shit off your neck. You don't know shit about that. I was like, God damn. He'd fuck with me every time. So anyway, we had a show in Tucson, and the homeboy there was like, look, they got this big-ass thing called Rap Mania going on, and I want to get y'all on it. And dude was like, how you going to get them on it? We wasn't signed yet. And so he was like, don't worry. I got some plugs here, there, and there. And so long story short, he made it happen. He flew niggas to L.A., Hollywood, Sunset. I'm on that thing. And I say that's where I really got my jump. That's what I say. Tila was on that. The first Rap Mania, that's where I got my break, HBO, all that. But it took battling, rapping, 100 niggas, and
wow.
Niggas just never giving up the whole time. Yeah. And then Cube would come
well,
here. Easy would come
thank
here and clown.
Thank you for answering
yes,
that
ma'am.
So truthfully.
Yes, ma'am.
It takes a lot to be like... Yeah, they all tell me, yeah, but thank you, Drew. I know we got the colors, but thank you so much for answering. I'm still here.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome, love. You're welcome.
Yeah,
man, I hear JD.
Checked out. Hey, break down, if you could, for me and the listeners. Then I'm going to play some music, man. We got some music to play, too. But break down for me the group, the Lynch Mob, as the rappers. You know, I know the Mob was a crew, big crew, and everything. Break down the
right.
rap part and what happened with, because I know they only did one album, of course, JD and all that. Did you have plans to be included
right.
later on, or was it going to be more Lynch Mob music before things folded? Can you break all of that down for us?
It was, okay, the way it was supposed to be, the THA Lynch Mob, which is what we still go by.
Right.
Q had got the deal set up, and there is a rock band by the name of Lynch Mob, but it's spelled with a Y. Okay,
right.
So that was a conflict. So he had to put the DA in front, and we was already with the LE. okay, with the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B, not the L-Y.
Right.
Okay, people still get that because the rock band was so big, people just saw them all the time. Anyway, it was supposed to be all of us at one point. Everybody from Dazzy, who was there before me, who wrote, he helped write Tonight's Tonight with Yo-Yo. Dale the Funky Homo Sapien, which is actually Cube's biological family, you know, who he went on to be great. We know, you know,
right.
Mr. Bob Dabalina and all that,
yeah.
which is from the Bay. I know you know it. That's from the Bay.
Yes,
him
sir.
And his
Shout
whole crew, all of them. Yes, sir. Shout out to Dale, my nigga. And I love Dale. Crazy ass. But it was... Dale wasn't in a mob, but he's still a hell of a writer. So you got Dazzy, you got JD,
right.
you got T-Bone, who was one of the rappers. You had Shorty, rest in peace, who's one of the rappers from the D.A. Lynch mob. Okay, there was me. There was KD. I think that's it. Threat was from outside. Cam was from Watts. That he wasn't actually in the Lynch mob, but they was grooming him to put Watts on the map, which he eventually did.
Right.
Threat, who was from
right.
South Central, who did color, you know, Colorblind, also came up under that. So that's the you know major ones for rap because Jinx is a producer, Chill's a producer. Those are, you know, besides Pooh and Shy, but that's the boogeyman. So rap-wise, that's who your main rappers are. But out of the DA, he chose JD, T-Bone, and Shorty to put that together. And then when JD had to take his leave, they got Marky to come in and fill in for him at that time. But like you said, it was a project, was supposed to all be together on it. So I guess what you can't never delay greatness. So now we're working on what we should have did back 20 years ago, we working on it now, and they're already leaking like little bits of tracks to the people and letting them know that Dazzy is one of the first ones, him and West Coast Stone, is they working on the track right now and a couple other things, and the shit is crazy. It's amazing, man, I'm happy to be alive, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be in hip-hop at this point in time because I never gave up on us doing this project, and I never thought it would be so well-received, and I never thought the people would be so hungry for it, but it seems as though we're getting the reception that I always wanted was, you know, for them to see the whole entire Lynch Mob get down the way we're supposed to. So it was supposed to be their project and then a bigger project with all of us. And I don't know what exactly happened. You know, it was a lot of litigation going on. I wasn't in that. But they did what they did, you know, I think they got a platinum out of that. And then everybody, you know, did with however the litigation went, they had to go their separate ways as far as the labels and stuff goes. But we all free to do what we're doing. And so now we're working on this. Like I said, we're working on, it's going to be a bunch of EPs drop. I know JD's Revenge, let me shout him out, and him and Don Lansky working on shit. He's also working with The Chill, who just dropped The Elephant. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to The Chill, CMW8. All my niggas love him.
Shout
you know what I'm
chill.
Saying? So we got a lot of producers on this, and we, according to what I'm being told, because I just rap, that they're going to start soliciting tracks from all the family, you know, Quicks, the Rashads, the Pools, the Dre, you know, they're going to start soliciting tracks from everybody to put this thing together. So we just started, but like I said, shout out to Dazzy and West Coast Stone, because they brought some crazy heat, and the shit is moving. I just dropped my little Red Rover video, but the album that we got is so fire. I, you know, like I say, I tell everybody, Chilly Chill is Suge Knight Jr. He ain't letting nothing out until it's time. So if you looking for me to have it, I don't have it. He got it. You want anything that I'm doing that he did, he got it. And he don't let nothing out until it's time. But I love my brother for that because he keeps everything on point for what it is. And so we here now, man. That's the best answer I got for you. And, yeah, the big dog's supposed to come in and spit on shit, too. Cube is supposed to come drop shit on it, too. I don't know who's what. Well, you know, the producers doing, I'm where I'm at. Everybody's where they at. We all in different places, but the producers are, they combing and getting tracks and stuff, and they talking to the different people, and, you know, like I said, they didn't already talk to the big dog, so he's supposed to come in and bark on something. So I'm like, hey, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm just tripping. Everybody wants it the way they want it, so I'm happy about that part. The reception part is like, I'm overwhelmed by the reception more than anything, because, you know, like you said, we older, and it's a whole different day in the game. But, you know, again, You know, it's the game. So I guess, you know, once a player, always a player in the game, and people can always give you that. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Jane, you got Kanye, you know, old cats, and 50 for that matter, and Snoop, Drake dropping shit. So it's hard to put niggas out when you got a man that just sold $44 million worth of NFTs, and you got another man worth $100 million and Nas and everybody. So,
what do you think about Snoop Dogg with the new Death Row acquisition, Death Row Records?
I love it. I love it, man. I shout out to my nigga. Shout out to the East Siders, the whole LBC car. I love it, man. I'm so proud of him. I don't know what to do, man. I'm proud of my brother. He made some gigantic big boys moves, and I'm happy as fuck that it was. He kept it and brought it back to the West, and he did what we all supposed to do. You're supposed to come back when you got Yale and all them people graduate, come back and throw money into it. That's called alumni. They call that alumni. They come back, throw a couple of million in there and keep the school going. That's what he did. He went back, him and Harry or whoever else, and Suge's blessing, went God and brought it back to where it's supposed to be, in California, with the people that started it, that put their blood and sweat in it. So I'm so happy and proud of him. I'm like, man, and everybody who was on the label, I pray that he put everything that they had that they couldn't put out, that he put it out now, because the world was missing a whole lot of Tupac and a whole lot of music that, you know, we just couldn't get because of the litigation. So now with him getting it back, I'm hoping we get blessed with that again. Like I say, shout out to the whole LBC card, man. It just, you know, I got homies over there, you know what I'm saying, XL, the whole LBC car, everybody, RBX, Corrupt, the East Siders, Lady Rage. I'm seeing cats poking their head up, so I'm so proud of them. I want them to keep doing. I want everybody from the West to do exactly what he did, and then we will be what you said when he first started this. How do we get the young ones to do that? And when they see us do just like every other, I'm going to have to go. There are other alumni that graduate, they come back and pick their people up and put and fertilize the ground so they can keep having a Harvard, a Yale, of that school. You know what I'm saying? A Howard or whatever. The people come back and they put money into it, and then that's how the next generation get it. That's what Snoop did. Is I hope what he does is he keeps picking up new talent, putting it in there, bringing it out, and doing like a farmer. You know what I'm saying? Grow the crops, clean them, pick them, and replant new crops again. And that's what I hope that's what he does, and I wish that for the whole West Coast. Every one of these cars, us with the Street Knowledge car, with the whole Cube Ice Cube car, the whole Rhyme Syndicate car, you know what I'm saying, all these different ones, Egyptian Lover, come on, man, the motherfucking Uncle Jam's Army, come on, man, we talking about real alumni, the whole K-Day car. You know what I'm saying? It's parts of the West that just ain't been tapped in and ain't been brought to the rest of the world because they ain't understanding how we got here. And these are the things, because this is what I grew up on. You know what I'm saying? K-Day mixtapes, going to Uncle Jam's, you know, little parties at the beach and at Skate World and all these little different places. So, like I said, at the end of the day, hey, man, that's the only thing I can hope for, is that we come back and do just what Snoop did.
Right. Exactly. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. I just hope we get an East Sider album. Let's go ahead and get to some music, man. Let's do this this single, man, you got out, man. Tell us about this, man, and let's go to that. Hit him with that one.
Red Rover. Woo, shit. Red Rover, man. My nigga Chill shot me the track. We worked on it. We got caught up. Again, litigation and bread. And then we just put together the video again, and bam, here it is. So Red Rover, Chilly Chill, and 3 just wanted the whole album. The whole album is ugly.
Big 3.
Here it is, y'all.
Sorry. I'm here. Can't do with the heat. This time we pass them on. The homegirl Mary, she came along. Sing, y'all.
Red Rover, Red Rover, send Mary right over so she can tangle with my mango. When I'm low, I'm looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist, so chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Mary right over so she can tangle with my mango. When I'm low, I'm looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist, so chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. escape through the projects without your heat. Never break down, nigga, run a retreat. Never say your goodbyes, mixed in with lies, cause niggas and they bullshit I despise. Trips for the rabbit, thirsty, got a nigga craving the cabbage, so I pack a 4-4 mag in that 6-4 wagon, hop out sagging. West Coast on mine, yeah, what's cracking? Niggas better get it right or hit it light. Switching up in the ninth like red light, green light. All my enemies, backstabbers, those wishing me ill will, but in the public befriended me. Trying to assassinate my character like a Kennedy, but I've been a G way before the music. And if I can survive South Central, I can choke this chronic in the street. While I'm crew red, Rover, red, Rover, send Mary right over so she can tangle with my mango. When I'm lower, looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist. So chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. Red Rover, red Rover, send Mary right over so she can tangle with my mango. When I'm lower, looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist. So chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. Off the record, the West Coast never been dried up. It was harvest time, that's when they 4 for 9. I had to go for mine, 2 trucks at a time. Good luck after mine, cause federalities be spying. My shit beating fast, heat in hand. It's now or never, time for nigga to meet the man. I had to come with the cheddar just to speak my plan. My operation been the end fit, it needed to expand. Blame God, he blew breath on your man. Aim at a ticket, fell short 100 grand. Grind everything but the stems and the seeds. Find a nigga pushing bullshit and shooting trees. My folks nationwide, like world phone. One phone call, your whole world gone. We ain't working with villains on the West Coast. We chopping up, work the sack, dip and smoke. Red Rover, red Rover, send Mary right over so she can take her with my mango. When I blow up, looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist. So chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. Red Rover, red Rover, send Mary right over so she can take her with my mango. When I blow up, looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist. So chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. Nigga slap bones and play cards through the night shift. I hustle work the door for any nigga that might get shifty or tipsy. We're itchy, so nigga don't tempt me. Nigga finna write a check, he gotta cash quick. Cats be running drama instead of being calmer. Do you know the difference from commercial or the green bomber? Cause niggas, I sell water to an Eskimo. How you hotter than fish grease and let you go? Grab the calico, cause the magic coat is Tendo. Out the hood, paid full price, got beat again. Thought it was endo. Streets is a battlefield, class at a tight. Niggas who ride, get banged on or start fight. We reach out and touch you like AT&T. Blow a nigga off the map if you don't pay me. Red Rover, red Rover, send Mary right over so she can tangle with my mango. When I blow up, looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist. So chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. Red Rover, red Rover, send Mary right over so she can tangle with my mango. When I blow up, looking in the mix, cause I put it in a twist. So chisel off mine, cause I'm fine with a grip. Big 3,
I got
Big E, Mix Master, Old D30 Compound, hold it down.
Y'all motherfuckers, stay tuned, man. G Lou Show. Five Four Buffalo, Fetty Chico, shit, Newton. G Lou.
Yeah, G Lou Show. You know who it is? It's Havoc, man. South Central, baby, Cartel.
The Patty Rocket Player, we got like that. G Lou, for president. Yach. The G Lou Show, nigga.
Yep. And just like that, we are back. It's the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesday Radio. G Lou and my special co-host Marcy is here. Yvonne Berkeley. Shout out to Queen Jean. Pray you feel better. And we got our special guest in the building. The Big 3.
What's
up? That was the Red Rover single, out now everywhere on all platforms. Hey, Big 3, tell them that was a cold joint right there, man. Tell them though what the Red Rover really means and all, like the breakdown on that hook right there.
Man, it's I'm out here. I'm like I said, I'm born a hustler, dog, and I'm where I come from. It wasn't gold, nigga. You finna, when they brought me up, they said 3. You're not going to gangbang. You're going to hustle. And my uncles and them was hustlers way back. So they said, this is what you're going to be able to walk on both sides of the map to go get the money. And as a kid, you ain't knowing nothing because this is your homeboy from over here. Oh, shit. And as you grow up, you're like, well, damn, nigga, all the niggas over there, they mad at these other niggas. Damn. Yeah, but nigga, here, get this work, drop it off to your people, and we'll get back. So Red Rover is that. It's exactly that. It's like it was in school. Red Rover, shit, Mary right over. Woo, 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 woo. Same shit.
Right.
But at this time, I'm grown, and I still fuck with my peoples and every sector because I'm not gangbanging, my nigga. I'm hustling. I got to get that work and drop it off over here because these niggas is dry and then get paid and then bring it back over here. So that's how I always got my money. I've always been that, man. All my life, I've been a hustler. My nigga that, like I said, I'm in AZ that he know. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of people that know me from hustling that don't know me from rapping that know me that, oh, damn, he picking up work, dropping off work. Okay, that's what it is. So I'm under a whole nother code. Like you said, the old code from back in the day, I'm on that because that's all we had. That's how you fed yourself. You could move between walls if you a hustler. Sometimes you can't move that way if you banging on a nigga, but if you hustling, oh, niggas is everybody about their bread. So I would be hooking up with niggas, right. G's, and you know, they would be like, hey, you know, make sure this and do that. All right, bet, boom. And so that's where Red Rover came from. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Okay.
No bullshit.
Just wanted that
real
breakdown.
Talk, yeah.
Red Rover. Hey, let me take a caller real quick.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. 310, you're live on the air. Hello.
Yeah.
310, hello. What up? What up, homie? What up with it?
Yeah, the chill from that original lynch mob.
Chill.
Yeah. Calling in for the support. That's it. How y'all doing?
What up, fam?
Great.
Not too much.
Hey.
Me and Dazzy D in the house.
What up, Dazzy?
What up, Daz?
What's good with it, man?
Much love.
The family is in. The fam is in his mind.
Okay?
Shit, yeah. Baby, I'm good, family. I'm blessed that you here. Look, you and this man, the second coming. I was just telling the people, I'm like, that track you working on right now, you and West Coast Stone got us, you know, popping. So I'm ready to see what else y'all gonna pull out the magical hat. You know what I'm saying? That's some beautiful stuff y'all doing. So, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready. I know JD ready. I'm ready, man.
Yeah, I talked to KD. He on it too. So, you know, so we're gonna make it happen.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
We got the legendary Chili Chill. Hey, Chili, do anything else you got popping? You need to let the people know why you here, man. Any exclusive we can give them?
Shit, right now, not until we knock out this song that 3 was telling you about. So right. I'm over here with Dazzy D right now, so we posted up. I'm going to put some work in real quick. I'm going to knock some vocals out. Waiting for JD to knock his out and sit his. 3 got
to
do his.
Shout out to JD, man. You got to link me with JD, Chill. You got to link me with JD
for
next,
sure,
man.
Hey, already done. Got you.
Okay.
Hey, we'll do that later
for
today.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up.
Thanks,
yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all hear something real soon. You'll hear something real soon. I'll shoot you some stuff over.
Okay, for sure. Appreciate you, bro. Chili Chill, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Chili Chill, make the track move.
Yeah. Always keeping the West Coast. Always keeping the West Coast.
That part. Dazzy D.
That part.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to Dazzy D, the legendary Dazzy D. You got legendary people right here on the line right now, people listening, man. If you don't know, now you know. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
West Coast legacy right here, man. DJ Chili Chill, man. Producer doing videos. You're doing it all. And speaking of JD, welcome home to JD. Let me do this right quick, man, because I got to bang this. Right quick and welcome home to JD. Let me do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo, chill. Oh, yeah. I still be scratching and make shit like that, my nigga.
Hey, you still on that, man.
I see you still got the turntables and shit, my nigga.
Same shit, second verse.
Put it all together.
Better don't be no worse, man. nigga out my back window. I made my escape, fucked around and I forgot Mr. Chill mixtape. Nigga mad with no music, but I'm happy I'm free. Chucked the middle fingers up and like, fuck the police. DJ Pooh, that's my dude, known to get freaks hell. Started off with Uncle Jam before rocking the bell. I could go on for hours, nigga, talking this shit. I was there from the start, crip walking and shit. First bars I ever spit, I was fucking with Dub. You don't work, you don't eat, cuz show me some love. Then that lynch mob shit built a life of its own. I was slanging pounds, doing shows, writing songs. Whole mob was on some hustle shit, touring and rapping. Going in, count bands, nigga, doing the trapping. You gotta pay respect to the leg all the nigga. Yeah, nigga. I'm the OG, I got bitches galore. You thought he chased, I'm about the money, and I want much more. Used to drink Thunderbird till the room started spinning. When they bought that first gold plaque, I'm in the corner grinning. It's still a copy thing, and you can get the duck sick. Double S, Monte Carlo, while I get my nuts licked. We the shit since y'all was in the car seat. With a sippy cup, about to fall asleep, and mom's about to get fucked. Yeah, on them triple gold Daytonas, count the most bonus. Yeah, we bout the bonus. Still lasting and gassing on defense. Suck a ducky, cause these niggas off the deep end. We used to twist the fat back when we was creeping. Pulled up like Cam every single weekend. We blowing good, but these bitches out here tweaking. I'm paranoid, looking out the door, peeking. Oh, yeah, don't let me forget, motherfucker.
Y'all niggas got to get the fuck up off the block.
Rest in peace, my nigga. I love you, cuz. Show dog. What up, Lowe?
Yeah, yeah, we back at it. Westside Wednesdays radio show. G-Lou with Cousin Marcy sitting there. What's up, Marcy? You still with me?
Hey, hey, of course, still here, still here. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Everything banging
okay,
on the
okay.
new Red Rover.
Okay.
Still here.
Red Rover. Yeah, we here with Big 3 and OG Chili Chill in the building.
And Dazzy.
So, Big 3.
And Dazzy.
I can't forget.
Yes, sir.
I can't forget Dazzy, man.
Dazzy D.
Man, we
yes,
talking
sir.
West Coast.
Hold
the ones that were there from day one, man. Day one.
Yes, sir.
I don't even. I was gonna ask you, Dazzy, but I don't even want to go there about this hip hop and all this. You know, it is what it is. What's going on now? Because we gonna be here all night. But I want to ask Big 3. You know, I know everything is top secret right
too,
now. Like you
on
said.
That topic.
Okay. 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 But tell them, Big 3, what we got coming, man. You know, what can we expect and when? Because you got them waiting with this Red Rover, man. Drop the video. The video's out there, people. Talk
right,
to the people.
All right. We, man, bro, I know we got this track with Dady, Not Enough, and that's fire. Motherfuckers, ain't nobody going to be ready to deal with that. We got Not Enough with JD. That's a single. We're working on this track right now. All of us is on it. We got quite a bit. I can't let it out. I'm just going to put that out there with JD since he home, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? For the rest of us, it's you know, and I said, you got the man on the line right now. If he want to tell you something, he could tell you more than I can. I got to tell you, that's baby shit night
like
over
whole,
there.
But are we expecting like a whole
yeah.
EP or
oh,
album
yeah.
or just more singles?
Oh, yeah. Most. No. You the whole it's a whole plate. It's just, you know, you talking, that's the man right there. He got everything on Lee's side. But I do know we shooting a video with It's Not Enough with JD. That's up, you know, that's up on the thing. So we was talking to him earlier about that. So it's a track called Not Enough, so everybody can get ready for that.
me, JD, Chill, we already, you know, shit is already laced. We just got to go knock out the video, and then that's something. So since he home, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. That's out there. And then there's more to come. I know the whole plate is done. It's, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, at the same time, we working on this lynch mob thing. So, you know, I'm in love because they, you know, right now my niggas is like my best motherfucking girlfriend because they giving me shit I love. New tracks is what I love, man. I live for this shit. 50-something years old and I live for this shit like it was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I love the whole, the intensity, the energy, everything it take to hit that mic and bless the people with some hooks and all that. I love the whole business of putting a track together is what I wake up and go to sleep. So, like I say, end of the day, not enough. I forget what are we calling this single, y'all? Because I didn't heard the name three times. What's this single, Dazzy? Daz.
Well, what happened?
Chill. Chill. Oh shit! Niggas just jumped off.
Nah, they're there. I don't know. They must be muted. But go ahead with your question, Marcy. Marcy had a question.
I just wanted to ask, just to all the artists, if, you know, they're still here, if the opportunity arose, and what would it be for if they did, like, another We're All in the Same Gang type of song? Would you all be interested in jumping on that? Because a lot of people do have a lot to say about the youth, and... it's just so many deterrents out there for them and things to discourage them. Like, what is the, because back then, of course, it was like gangbanging at an all-time high, you know, drug use, all those kind of things, the AIDS epidemic. But now, what's that one subject in you all's minds where you would just really want to get, you know, out there in that type of unity track, if you don't mind?
For me, it's always going to be unity. I always want to see, I think, like I said, because I come from a hustler's background, I think that everybody can lay their flag to one side and come on and be unified. I get it. If this man, and you got a beef, but minus that, you know what I'm saying, you can lay your flag to the side or keep it in your pocket, left or right, whatever it is, and come on and do your thing and unify with your brother, because you're not going to get him to stop banging red and he's not going to get you to stop banging blue. So that's neither here nor there. You got to be able to just walk with a motherfucker and not get offended by it. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I done picked up work for so many niggas that's, you know, on either side, mad at this one or mad at that one, and niggas asking my opinion. I'm like, family, real talk, all these motherfucking, all these things right here is going to bring in some money. This money going to take care of your family. This money going to take care of their family. This shit is green. I mean, this shit green and white, right? This shit green and white. I'm bringing you this white work, and I'm bringing you this green work. This green work going to turn green money. This white work going to turn into green money. All the rest of that shit out the window. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I can't, you know, I don't even understand how it's that much of an issue with you or him. I get it, but I don't get it because of how I think and how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I get it because I know niggas been raised to feel a certain way. At the same time, I'm like, damn, my brother, if we don't ever unify, how are we going to get to the million-dollar point? We got to get unified because we a trillion-dollar industry. The black man and the minority family is a trillion-dollar industry, and we are not going to the bank on each other. What's wrong with this picture, man?
Preach.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tell you put your flag down. I said, when I see you, I'm respectfully to you. When I see you, I'm respectful to you. Why we got to disrespect one another? But it's so much motherfucking bread online, and we're fucking it off, giving it away, and it's too easy to unify. Look, man, check this out. I ain't liking you today, but, you know, I hope you okay. I hope your mama and your family's okay. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get past this shit. When I was this age, I felt this way. Now I got kids. I don't want my kids dead. You know what I'm saying? It always changed when you have kids and you like, damn, that's your blood running around over there. You don't want them killed. So at the end of the day, it's like, man, my family, Akilah and them, rest in peace. I mean, rest in peace to Shorty and all the rest of the cats that I know. I know a lot of cats that I got to rest in peace on. Real talk. But I got family that's in gang prevention and gang intervention. And that's what they do for a living. And all my life, bro, I done seen gang banging and craziness. And I'm like, I get it. You from this hood. And I get it. He from this hood. But if a nigga ain't ran up on you because he wearing this and you wearing that, come on, man. Bullshit walk, money talk. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Real? I mean, come on, for real?
So easy. People do that. They go to work every day. They could hate their boss, but they still go to work, like, to get that money. Like,
right.
It's so easy.
Right, exactly.
It's so easy.
Exactly. People
look,
got
look,
that
look,
priority.
Look.
I know it's hard.
Come on, man.
But I think we need to, even as a, like you said, not even for that part, for the money or whatever, but we talking gang shit in L.A., it's like, We got to wake up, because in a minute it's going to be like it's already getting, you know, bad and getting pushed out and
I mean,
getting
come
scared.
On,
the number
it's
bad already.
We can't even enjoy each other. Come on, man. You can't enjoy each other. I got to be
manifest.
So mad at you.
I'm so mad at you.
Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about. And it's crazy because it's like I'm black just like you are. Why don't I deserve to live? Why don't you deserve to live? You feel me? I'm saying? We okay, man, I ain't feeling you. Okay, we can step out here and catch a fade, or we can let this
right.
shit go and
yeah,
I
take
see
it back
you another
to that.
Day.
That's what you got to do when you go to, you go to jail. You catch a fade
and
you're good. You know, take
and
it back
you
to that.
Good. And then you're going.
Why you
got to
kill
on, man.
Man.
That's where we from. I fight my friends, and in the morning we laugh and talk about it. And when we was kids, what you was shooting marbles, and a motherfucker take your marble, and you get mad, y'all rushing around in the dirt, get on up, and you know, then in the morning you still talking to him. You know that's how we was raised. You know that. That's why I was like, I tell niggas, I fight my friends, but nigga, I wake up in the morning, nigga, what's up? Let's go drink and do this and this. Nigga, eyes, but nigga, come on. You get drunk with your homeboys, throw up, fall out, lay out all on their goddamn front of their house, wake up in the morning, nigga, you all right? Yeah, okay, bad, boom. So you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, my homeboys don't wear no colors. They my homeboys. Assholes is assholes and homeboys is homeboys. I don't give a fuck where you from, my nigga. I love you. Nigga, when I come to your house, nigga, you keep me cool. When I could you come to my house, nigga, you family. Fuck all that bullshit. And that's what it is with me. I don't give a goddamn where you from. Nigga, you my nigga. So come on in here and let's do what we do. And then let's move it even bigger. Ain't your kid? Don't you want your kids not to be caught up? Yeah, don't you want them to have what you didn't have? Yeah, that's what the fuck I want for mine. So I want the same thing for yours. You know what I'm saying? I can't get caught up with this or that, because at one point in time, that's gonna move away. Then you're going to be looking like, damn, all that was for what? Niggas, good niggas, bad niggas, assholes is assholes, motherfuckers and real motherfuckers. That's it. All the rest of that shit is out the window. I'm sorry. And I've been like this for a long-ass time. This is not nothing new with me. I've
right.
been the same motherfucker for 100 years and ain't finna change tomorrow. I'm sorry. I love my niggas, all of them. Red, blue, purple, green, alien, all them niggas. The bitches with the three titties and one eye. Hey, if you was an asshole, you was an asshole. You not. We gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna see you tomorrow, whatever. Tell your moms to say what's happening. Boom, you know, and I'm gone. All that shit, dog. Come on, man. For real? All this killing. I'm not. Why? I need you. Why am I gonna kill you? I need you to buy a ticket. I need you to buy a ticket to the concert. I can't kill you. I need you to buy a ticket and a fucking CD and a goddamn movie. So I can't kill you. Right? What the fuck? Why am I killing you when you got a whole family of people that's going to come support? This the shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, when they knock Nick down, it hurt me because I'm like, this the, come on, family, y'all for real? How you going to knock down your people? This was your new president. You just knocked down your president. Yo, this the youth new president. Y'all knocked him down for real? For what?
Right.
So that's why I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And I like I say, rest in peace, Nip. I love my nigga. My cousin is from that car. And I asked him how it feels, you know, to lose somebody like that was from that, that was on that level. You know what I'm saying? That was speaking to the youth like that. So, and I'm one of them. I ain't no, you know, I'm just a regular old nigga from back in the day from the hood. But I just know shit works a certain way. And if you don't do that, then it's going to fuck up. And that's one of the things that they have gotten wrong is killing niggas up for nothing. That's crazy. I get it. This nigga ran up in my house. This nigga took my date. This nigga,
right,
you know,
bro,
okay,
like
you got
that,
an
like,
issue.
Like, yeah, but that, man. But, well, over a conversation,
some shit,
man, that could have been, you know,
over some,
I understand,
yeah,
maybe
on,
my
man.
Man's feelings was hurt. I understand all that, but it didn't take all that, man. It didn't take all that.
It didn't take all that. Nigga, hey, homie, kept me in the street. We're going to get this out, and then we're
right.
still going to be friends. If I get the best,
right.
you get the best of
right.
me.
Right.
I'm already telling the homies, nah, y'all don't get in.
Yeah, he could have just came straight up and took the fade straight up. We gotta fight, dog. We don't
Boom.
Appreciate that.
That's it.
But
that's
come
it.
Back and just
it,
come
it,
back
it.
How he did, though. That's I don't even want to get into it. But
that
that's
was,
come on, man.
There you go.
Come
yeah,
on, man.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm at the same place you are.
They don't want to be embarrassed. This is not the age of that's a problem, you know. Mothers used to go into school and with their kids, but these kids now, they don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's so wild. It's so, you know, they ain't got no sense. Have you ever? It's crazy.
That's a topic I want to talk on, y'all. The topic of niggas having a square-ass motherfucking job. I want to talk on that because niggas act like they embarrassed to go check themselves in and get some regular legal bread. I don't understand that. When I come from, they said go get a goddamn job, so they ain't looking at your hustle. It just switched around to no job, all hustle, and then niggas wonder how they find you, let alone niggas on the goddamn internet telling on themselves. That's some whole other shit. But I'm just saying.
And do something you like to do. Well, when I used to go to work at 16 and 17, do you know who I listened to on the bus every day? You. On the Menace of Society soundtrack. It's like.
Hey, man. That's that shit.
Pass your time. Like, I agree. It's nothing wrong with that. Like, nothing is wrong with McDonald's. What they call that boy, Calvin. Go be a Calvin. Calvin is making money. Like.
Yeah, Calvin. They need to bring back the Calvin.
Agreed.
That's why they took it away, because they didn't want us to be like, oh, it's cool to go get a square and then keep your hustle over here in the back. Don't shit where you sleep. See, all that old shit they erased. Don't shit where you sleep and all that old shit, because they want you to be there with your work. So they can come kick the door and, oh, you right there sleeping with the work. We taking you to work, the house shut down, everybody kicked out. They don't want young niggas to know how to hustle. They don't want to know how to do it. So they pull the older niggas out, fuck the neighborhood up, fuck the whole shit up, and they know motherfuckers ain't got no way to, you know, ain't got no way to do nothing. So that's why I'm saying at the end of the day, it's a lot of bullshit going on that is showing its head in hip-hop that really shouldn't even be there. Don't know, you ain't seeing no old niggas running around there talking about, nigga, I got to work, I'm on social media. Who the fuck is doing that? I got this heat, I'm on social media. Ain't nobody doing that, bro. You just indicted yourself.
Right.
Who the fuck, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all ain't, you know, and it's crazy because they doing it sight unseen. They ain't even ask nobody. They just, fuck it, I'm feeling this way, I'm going to go do it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why you feel this way? Because you just indicted yourself, family. You just told them people that's on the social media, you got this work, this heat, and you had this address. All they got to do is come kick in the door, you know, 2 weeks from now when you sleeping, they got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there like, what part of the game is this? When don't we tell our people, stop fucking yourself? Stop doing that. Why the fuck do this nigga got to know how you feel about him with the work and the heat? Hey, homie, I ain't feeling you. Click. Bye. That's it. That's why I say this meet social media shit is out of control. And they ain't putting no brakes on it. They just letting these kids run crazy. And then they see us and we're like, oh, Why grandpa acting, why OG acting that way? Because I know you, this will get you fucked up. And you don't realize you finna fuck you up on some bullshit. Nigga, I know about some hustle, and you just fucking indicted yourself. You just indicted yourself, family. You know, you took a picture of you with the work, you with the heat. Hey, ain't got to, hey, it's you right here, right? Come on, let's go. You know, well, that ain't, I was tripping. I was faking. This was that. Nigga, you can do that from the tank. Nigga, we got you. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Murder one, your homeboy. Who did it? I don't know. Where you going? You finna tell us. All that crazy shit. It's like, come on, man. Seriously? And ain't nobody telling these niggas, stop this bullshit. Stop that. Niggas talking about stop the violence. Niggas, stop putting the shit on social media should be the next goddamn motherfucking motto. I'm trying to figure out when that shit going to be the next month. Stop teaching your people to indict themselves.
Right. Man. Yeah, it's a circus out there. It's a circus, definitely. Any other callers want to speak, press 1. We can bring you in. Got any more questions? You got any more questions, Marcy?
Not just a thought point. Another thank you again to the guests, and thank you to the show for having me. Shout out to, the whole panel and everything. But, social media, of course, it is out of control. I don't know. It's a speechless.
Right.
I know y'all on the positive side. Y'all on the broadcast, upstanding broadcast, whatever, up front. I ain't on that because that's a hustle. I'm talking about the idiocy. You know, I got to flag this, flash that. Come on, man. You know where we from, nigga. You don't pull that bitch unless that bitch finna whistle. Fuck is
right,
you showing
right,
this bitch
right.
for? Is it show
Definitely. And
tell day? Let me show. Yeah, is this show and tell day? This is a 9 and I got 6. What the fuck is this shit? This is not show and tell. It's real fucking life. Nigga, I ain't showing you this shit unless it's pointed at your ass. Other than that, fuck you. Let me keep it moving.
Right.
You can call me every name in the book. Don't put your hands on me. Don't come over here tripping. And everything is everything. As soon as you go to the next level, I got to go to the next level. And I ain't talking about it, man. I'm not even trying
and
to do all that way out weirdo.
It's a database probably big as this planet Earth right now. That, I mean, it's like you're not human. I would just encourage any youth out there, you know, if you want to be sleuth, as social media has taught us to be so nosy, from text messages on, then go on over there and go work in the intelligence. Go find out be in that. Make it legal that way.
Make it pay.
Because you'll still, make it, what did you say? Make it pay. You're going to get the green this way or you're going to make it pay. You want to be nosy? Go on over there and be do it right.
You know what's crazy? You remember when we was young, they used to have the scare straight shit? You remember that shit?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
On the good side.
Okay, so the scare... So the scare straight shit was you take the kids into the joint, whatever, and then they really see niggas, really be on their head. You know what I'm saying? All this crazy shit. If you want to be, these kids really need to go to a social media scare straight and really understand how much of your motherfucking information that you are giving them to fuck you with. You are giving them everything they need to come. Open the door, get you. Ain't even got to work hard. Ain't like we've been outside eating donuts for our last hour. We've been waiting on you. Come on, let's go. You know, you're like, what are you talking about? No, we've been waiting on you, man. Come on, let's go. You gave us everything we need. Let's go. It's, you know, Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? You looking like, what are you talking about? You gave us everything.
I got a question about that, too. I got a question going into out of that. Well, I'm not going to name no names, but go on piggybacking off of that. I'm not going there. But so if we know this, we're smart enough to know this, can anybody be really, truly mad and ready to fight and do all this and go crazy if somebody see what you did on what we just said, SM, on social media and call you out for it? And y'all already know direction I'm in and what I'm talking about.
Right. Now, look, I'm going to piggyback on you one more. I'm going to say, look, how in the – good God, when his camera's in it lights, his camera's on your watch, his camera's on your phone got a camera, they got activation. Come on, they got activation on your goddamn flat screen that you sitting there, you know, doing all this wild shit on, they can activate your shit at any time. So why are you helping them get you? Why ain't you thinking maybe old head was real? Man, old head, I'm here for a reason, dog. I ain't here telling you this shit because they ain't kicked in the door. Yeah, we saw you on the camera. What camera? We got you. You was plotting to, knock old boy down. You knocked him down. It's a wrap. And these kids really ain't, they just so past that. They not me. you know, so pastor, not me, they would know that they second guessing, they smarter than they think, you know what I'm saying? Or what they say, smarter than stupid, or stupid is smarter than whatever, you know what I'm saying? That same saying, mm-hmm. I'm sitting there like, really? You that goddamn dumb. You so dumb, you stupid. You know what I'm saying? You passed up, you stupid. Because you think, oh, well, all these goddamn cameras, they wouldn't turn them on to get me. Really? Really? Is that how you think they locking niggas up? Is that really how you think they doing this shit? And they, well, niggas, they got a camera in every goddamn device. They turn them bitches on and fuck you every time. So, I don't know. I just see shit. I'm different, man. Like I said, I come from a hustle background, so I got to feel that way. Maybe I'm extra paranoid. They can say what they want to say. Oh, gee, think this way, whatever. They can say what they want to say, nigga. I'm walking around free every day. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Because I still deal with shit, though. I ain't on Twitter. Today, I got to go shop at the grocery store. In 10 minutes, I got to go over here and meet homeboy. In 7 minutes, I'm saying, who the fuck, whoever thought that shit is real? That you're going to post on a site what you, I'm going to go shit in 10 minutes, and I'm going to go over here to the grocery store. Oh, he gone. We can run up in his spot, dog. He just posted right now. He's going to go to the grocery store in 2 minutes. He should be at the grocery store right now. Let's run in his spot. I mean, they really just not digging that. I'm like, what the fuck, where y'all coming from? You put it public. You put what's in your mind out there publicly. Some motherfucker can look on Twitter, this motherfucker just went to the grocery store. It's 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Well, shit, let's go on ahead and, you know, go on up in the crib and see what he got valuable, y'all. I don't get it. I do not get it, but this is how they thinking. And they thinking that this is, they thinking this shit is rational. Shit is, oh, they gave it up. They gave it to us to play with. They wouldn't do that.
They gave this to us when they gave us the Game Boy, and it's been on ever since.
Yeah,
they've been preparing us for this ever since all this hand motion, handheld device communication that you can blink now with the metaverse, and supposedly somebody else in the metaverse gonna feel it. So it's just like it's a mess. So I just like to rewind it and go back and listen to some good old school West Coast hip hop and listen to the
there
people,
you go,
because it's a mess. It's a mess.
There you go.
It's
there
a mess for real.
There you go. We done jumped all off the topic, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, baby, it is what it is. You know, you call me, you go get some stuff off topic, because I'm thinking something totally different than the next man. I'm always on some other, meditating on some other hustle, so you know how that go. I appreciate y'all having me on there.
Oh, man, it was a great show, man. We appreciate you, man, and all your insight and history, man, you know, and like I said again, we try to get it out of him, but I know it's top secret, so we just got to wait on whatever he got coming out, so we'll just continue to support.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell the people
all the
handles, though, where they can catch everything at, catch you at, follow you, you know, let them know all the handles.
Man, I'm on Instagram, LynchMob3, and Instagram. I'm on Facebook. And look, you know it's bad when you don't even know your Facebook and all that, because I ain't on it like that. But I think you can hit LynchMob3.
Right.
I'm on Facebook. If you hit 3-way at Gmail, you're going to hit me, Threei. I'm the only one to spell it like that, Threiway at Gmail. And that's if you just want to just directly hit me. But other than that, you can hit me on any one of them, and look on there, you'll find me on one of them, and hit G-Loo and them, and then they'll find me here. They find me on this. I don't even know how they found me, but they found me, so I'm like, all right. I'm still one of them that don't do a lot of social media, so I apologize to anybody up front today. If you hit me on Instagram or one of them and I didn't hit you back, that's because I do not do social media that much. Trust me. But I'm telling you, if they got something out of me, they somebody special, and they connected me with something, this, that, the third, and that's how they got me, because I'm still one of them paranoid old head niggas that's, man, the government is on my phone. The government is here. I can see them. They doing this. I'm one of them. So that's why I don't do a whole lot, but blessings to y'all for even dealing with me to even get me here, because I'm one of them, man.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you, homie. Before we go, let me take a caller. We have another caller out there. Let me take a call. They may want to holler at you. Caller, hello. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Gino? Revy
Rev,
Revy man.
Rev Ali.
Yeah,
Rev,
I'm just checking in, man. I don't, I'm just checking in, man. I just got in late, man. I don't even know. You sound like a great brother. You sound like a cool brother. So I pushed the one, you know. And but I don't even know who he is. I just came in. Like, well, who are we talking to, G Lou? What's the OG's name?
That's Big Three right there, Lynch Mob, original Lynch Mob member.
Oh yeah, okay. I think I might know him.
What's
I think I might know him. Should I think I? Cause, you know,
that?
I was out. Rev Ali, man, Scotty D, DJ Aladdin, King T.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
You put your records out there.
We
promote it. We promote it.
Yeah.
And that's why
yeah.
I think
see
I know
what I'm
you from. Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, yeah, look at that. Hey, you tell Scotty D and him, I said, what's up? That's my nigga. That's my nigga.
Oh,
Scotty
yeah.
D, all y'all niggas. Yeah, see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about, G Luna? This is what I'm talking about. These are our greats right here. These are the greats. These are the cats that laid the path down for all of us youngsters to come through. All the Scotty D's, the Egyptian lovers, all them, they the ones that laid the path for us. So every time I see them, I'm in awe. I'm nigga saluting you right now, family, because I'm like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Scotty D, my nigga, man. Damn. You niggas, you see Scotty, you tell him I said three said what's up. He's going to be like, which three? Nigga, the one that was in AZ and in LA. He's going to be like, I only know one. Bingo.
You only know
that's
one.
It.
And any records you ever had, any poster you ever had it, we put it on the street.
Yes, sir. Damn. That's what's
we
up,
we promoted
man.
Everything.
Salute,
I promoted
family.
Everything from the Lynch Mob all the way to Whitney Houston. You know what I mean?
Salute, family. Street team. Real street. This is what I'm talking about. Real street team, baby. Damn, say, this is a blessing for me to even hear you, man, because I know y'all there, because I done seen your work. I know you there. Mm-hmm. I done seen your work. I done seen y'all get stuff, get busy. It's a beautiful thing, man. Blessings to you, brother. Blessings and prayers.
Yeah, I was.
You,
I came in. I came in late, but when I heard your voice, I said, it sounds like a G, so I got to push the one.
Hey, family, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, family. I'm going to salute you because you, Tidy T, man, y'all the niggas that made us
oh,
get
yeah.
up and
Tidy T, Hub City. Oh, yeah. We
yes,
did it.
Sir.
You
Hub,
know,
yes,
rest
sir.
Rest in peace, Miss Master Spade. We used to hang out all day at the record store, Hub City,
hello.
Tidy T.
Hello.
Compton in the
that's
house.
Compton in the house, my nigga Spade. Damn, nigga,
mm-hmm.
You a blessing, baby. Thank you. Thank you for calling
yeah, we
in,
love you.
Man.
We love you, man. I'm going to holler at Scotty.
Love you as well.
We love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, because whatever you did back in the days to now, you still alive, man. Don't change,
hey, man.
When you switch up, I mean, you know, you might not make it, you know. So do what you've been doing, man.
I ain't telling the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, family, I just said that, and then you come back and second that. See, they ain't understanding that old school to now. It keep you above the ground, keep you on level ground, baby. Look, I love you, my nigga. God bless you. Thank you, family.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Most high with you and your
family
too, man.
Man, most high with
and
you,
push
family.
Up.
You tell Scotty, I said, what's up?
Oh, I'm gonna do that as soon as I hang up and push up to G. You know, G Lou got
yes,
big
sir.
Arms,
you know
man.
You
know, I've been trying to push up and stay up there, you know, on top. You
yes,
know what
sir.
I'm saying? I ain't quite there yet, but I'm getting there. I just don't want my upper arm to look like my wrist, you know what I mean?
There you go. That's all right. They reaching real deep. They got they reaching deep if they got to you. And then you, I'm hearing you. So, look, family, I look much love. You tell Scotty, I said, man, I'm waiting to hear his voice because it's been a minute. I seen him one day post something on Facebook, and I hit him up. I said, nigga, where you been at? Nigga, I love you. Nigga, where the fuck you been, nigga? Tell that nigga, I said, what's happening? And nigga, I'm waiting to hear his voice. You hit me.
Yeah.
Hit me. If you want my number, I give you my number direct, my nigga.
Yeah, G Lewis sent it to me. G Lewis sent
okay,
it to me because Scotty's going to turn 60 on Sunday. He be 60 years old Sunday. So we're going to have a little something for him on Friday. I think it was on one of these radio shows. But I'll let you know. G Lewis
okay.
Give it to me. That's my G Lewis, my family. You
please.
Know, he act like he ain't. G Lewis is low key. He know I'm his family, man. We in our. So me and G Lewis, me and G Lewis did the Indian thing. We cut each other's hands and then we shook hands.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. about that right there, yeah. That old school way. Yes, sir. The old blood handshake. The old we blood to the death. That's what I'm talking about, family. Hey, look, blessings to you, family. Most High be with you, man.
All right, you too, man. God bless you, man. All right, G-Luke, much love.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rev, love you.
Queen Jean, whatever Queen Jean is, hugs to you.
Queen is under the weather tonight, but that's Marcy. That's Marcy right there.
Hugs to the lady right there on the sister side. No, no, no freaky dicky, just love on the sister side.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. There it is. And, man, once again, he told you where to get at him at. He
yes.
don't do the social media, so mainly if they just want to, what, get at you, email you or what? Like, because people want to get out
yeah,
for
yeah,
business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit
know,
the email. I got the – y'all got it, so, you know, you can put it out there.
Right.
I don't – honestly, dog, I know it, but I don't know it. I look at it when
right.
I go on there and answer questions, and then I jump off. So put it out there for me, please, because I don't really, and I'm going to say it again to everybody, no disrespect, y'all. I'm not from this new time zone. So, well, as I'm concerned.
Get you a handler for that.
I'm trying.
Respectfully, today.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm just, you know, I'm trying. It just, you know, I mean, I every time I look at it, I'm like, yeah, they're probably looking at me right now, like, oh, they're picking his nose. So look at him, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the old school.
You have a good page. It's good.
Hey, man, I don't do too much on it. I put a little something on it, and I bounce and go do what I do. And I was born a street dude. I'm going to be a street dude to my death. And that's cool with me. I'm cool. I ain't got to be the president. I just got to – my loved ones is really all I need to get me through this lifetime because it's been a beautiful life, man. I'm going to tell you. I'll be honest with you. It's been a beautiful life. Social media is just an extra to it. It's great. I love to see my people do what they're doing like y'all. But, minus that – I'm, you know, hand-to-hand. I'm from the old school, really, really old school, you know. Hand-to-hand, no hand-to-hand. You know what I'm saying? No hand-to-hand sale and hand-to-hand when you see me face-to-face, all that. I'm just the old school with this thing because I'm seeing it go from what it is to where we at now. And it's a blessing to see y'all have a platform that we need to get out there and express ourselves on. I'm not mad at that. Just don't look for me to be the guy leading it on that because I'm feeling a different way. I love how y'all move with it. That's why I come on and do what you ask me whenever. It's for me, I'm like, I'm still old school on a lot of things because it kept you safe and it kept you out of the twist. And I just seen so many cats get twisted that I'm like, ugh, I'm going to be over here on the side. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fall back and go over here and do this and get back on this. So, you know, blessings to y'all, though, because if it wasn't for y'all, man, how would we connect with people like family? So I say Most High, watch over y'all and all your families and stuff because we done did a lot, but you know what I'm saying? You trying to convert me to this shit? I don't know, dog. It ain't gonna work. and I'm on it. I just get off of it really fast because I'm bored of it because I know you hit power and it's over. You know what I'm saying? For me. But I know people that live and die on social media because I'm not one. But
hey,
I'm saying to everybody, tune into the G-Lu show.
That part.
Yes.
Everybody.
Let me take one more caller.
Tune into the G-Lu show. Yes, sir.
Hold on. Tell them one more time, bro.
Everybody, this is three from the Lynch Mob, the whole Ice Cube and the Lynch Mob, and I'm telling you, I ain't even asking, I'm telling you to tune into the G-Lu show because you're going to get some real in-depth info. They're going to tap into your hood. They're going to tap into a hood next door to you, and they're going to give you your people. You need this. We all need this because without this, where would we be to tap into our own people? So we need this straight up. It's three from the Lynch Mob. One love.
There it is. Hey, let me take one more caller before we get up out of here. We got a couple minutes left. Let me take one more caller. Caller, hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What
evening,
a great show,
evening.
Man. I was just sitting back listening, and, man, this man touched on so many key points because me growing up in South Central, I know how it used to be. I know how it is now. I know how the social media has twisted us up. If you go back and just think about speaking of Cube, Once Upon a Time in the Project song, Do you realize that was, what, 35 years ago, right? That shit ain't nothing changed. It's the same.
Right.
It's the conditions are the same. The only thing changed was why us as black people just want to floss on each other, especially if you're an opportunity to help somebody, right? But you know that you got it, but you don't want to look out for them because of whatever petty, you know, insecurity that you have, because you don't want them to get bigger than you. And man, it's like us as a people, we done screwed ourselves over in so many different aspects of life, and we don't realize that white people sit around at dinner time and look at the internet as if us going to McDonald's and clowning people all in the drive-thru and doing all this dumb shit. We provide them constant entertainment.
Entertainment.
Because of social
content.
Media. I mean, constant. Constant. And it's really sad. And because black men and black women don't even like each other, basically. You feel me? If you ain't got no money, I don't want to fuck with you. I just brought it a note to say, I wouldn't date no UPS driver. And it's like, wow, I know a UPS driver. I know a UPS driver right out of high school. Personally know this guy. He had a summer job at UPS. They hired him after the summer. He worked at one job his whole life, right? This man got a house, a boat, lowriders, everything. You feel me? And he was a UPS driver.
Sure.
It's like social media, the floss mentality of just trying to, you know, outdo one another has corrupted whole black America, man. And what's funny about I be telling these broads, niggas don't care about you, what color the bottom of your heels is. We don't like your weeds. The eyelashes, we don't give a fuck about that. We don't care about the makeup. It's like, baby, you take all that shit off, you a mud duck. That's what we used to call chicks back in the day. You a tattoo.
Yes, sir.
You know, you a chicken in here. So let's keep it real, man. We don't give a fuck about your fake ass. Remember how they say, man, you fake ass bitch. Now it's a double entendre. Because you really got a fake ass now. We used to thought it was just a phony bitch. But now you are really a fake ass bitch now. Feel me? It's like, what the fuck, man? You can't even approach a woman nowadays because she looking at you to try to finesse you, try to hustle you, try to go on dates with you to get free deals. It's like we are the stupidest race on America. And look, Black History Month just ended a couple days ago, right? It came and went. But look at all the antics that black people did for the whole month of February that's on social media right now. They didn't even respect the elders that put it down for us. It's like, as a people, man, we be tripping. Now, as far as this hip-hop shit, niggas is not going to put you down. They're not going to hold your hand in hip-hop. They're not going to give you contact information because they don't want you to blow up bigger than them. It's been, man, when I was in hip-hop and started in 1991, I watched the progression and the transition of how it is now, and ain't no way I would have even chose to be a rapper. If I knew what I knew now, ain't no way. It ain't
it's
no
crazy,
way.
Family.
Man,
it's
it
crazy,
is stupid
crazy. It's ugly. Yeah, it's
and
ugly.
What's
I
really
feel
ugly,
cats, man.
Just how you were saying earlier, Trey, look, man, Rodney Oldham is doing shows. Tone Loc is still getting shows. Even JJ Fad is getting shows. So it is a market.
Yep.
But it's like we all could really eat if, like you said, if we just did a little bit more collabo. But now, who going to put up the money? Everybody playing broke, but they really got your money. But, you know, it ain't no guarantee you're going to sell.
We're a trillion-dollar, no, being a minority or black or brown is a trillion-dollar breathing business, and we ain't chose to tap into it. It's no reason niggas is broke, except they choose to be fucking ugly and pissy with the next motherfucker 4 feet from them. Instead of you telling, hey, I can braid hair, I can do your taxes. Nigga, it's that simple, but we so goddamn upset with each other on bullshit that we can't even move around and get money. It's crazy.
Because
I'm sitting like a trillion.
We are consumers. Do you know that they say that a dollar leaves out of a black person's hands within 8 minutes? So, for example, you get paid on Friday. You're broke by Monday morning because you're going to spend all your money in the club, in the strip clubs, on weeds, on crab legs, on all kind of bullshit, and then you wonder why you ain't got nothing. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses that's really as broke as you. These fake-ass bitches taking pictures from all these crazy angles. When you see them in person, you don't look nothing like your picture. Yeah, bullshit. Everybody's a fake fraud and a part-time broad. The niggas are fake frauds and part-time broke. I'm telling you, man. And these youngsters, I don't know. I wish that we would have invented skinny jeans. We would be filthy fucking rich right now. If that would have been our idea to manufacture skinny jeans. And it could have been a joke. Suppose the machine broke, right? And now we got all these 20,000 pairs of jeans, and they look all skinny. Like, man, fuck it. Let's just try to sell them anyway, cuz. Let's just see what's going to happen. And the motherfuckers sell. And now we're the kings of the skinny jeans. We'd have been rich as a motherfucker. That would have spread all across the world. It would have spread all across the country like it did. We would have been balling out of control. And then the funny part about it. Let me tell you this one more thing, though. I'll be the cut show. But check this out. Every time they would interview us, we would never have on those skinny jeans. But we would tell the motherfuckers like all of us.
But look, fam, what's the crazy part of this? You know what skinny jeans is, right? That's the white man rocker, the Mick Jagger jeans. That's
exactly
what the fuck that is. That's the Mick Jagger. If you go back and look at the shit, you will see Mick Jagger with them lips dancing around with them goddamn tight-ass jeans on. I'm sitting there looking at motherfuckers like, do y'all understand that these motherfuckers are so tight? Here's the physiology on the goddamn jeans. If you have a growing human man, male, black, human, brown, whatever, male human being, and your nuts don't get a chance to drop because you got the balls up on the abdomen, they get too hot. You just killed all the sperm in them. Now you can't go bang out your girl. Niggas don't
you
even
ever
know
seen,
the physiology in this shit.
You ever
they
seen
just wearing these
jeans, niggas. You ever seen two skinny jean niggas that sag and try to fight? Nigga, just pull your pants down and stop you in the face. That's the dumbest shit in the world. That's the dumbest shit, man.
Hey, look, fam. When I told my 15-year-old, he asked me about this. He said, man, what about skinny jeans, Dad? I said, you don't see me. You don't see your uncle. You don't see none of your other uncles wear it, right? Nah. I took him to Ross. I said, let's get you some jeans, dog. So we go up in there, and he's looking around. Oh, man, you know, they wear these in school. I said, them with the rips in them, huh? Hey, yeah. I said, well, come on. Let's ask the girls in the Ross. Hey, ladies, what you think about them? They go to he, oh, man, what they laughing at? I said, them is women clothes, son. Why would you want to wear them? Well, they wear them at school. I said, you ain't understanding what kind of boys them is as wearing them. So, look, this is in the day. We got to the crib at night. Graham show up, his grandma. She got the same ones on with the rips in them, skin poking out.
Wow.
I said, them the same ones you was going to wear, right? He looking at me funny. I said, well, you ain't see me. I ain't got one pair. I said, why would you think some shit like this is cool? What about this is appealing to you? Because the next man, you don't know what them boys is doing when you ain't there. You don't know, so stop following motherfuckers doing shit. You know what I'm saying? And this before his voice and shit got deep, nuts dropped. His voice got deep, dropped, whatever, all that. And boom, he wife happy, all that. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I had to combat his thinking because you are following a fad that's basically homosexual at base, and you don't even understand what the fuck you're doing. This is going to stop your
holes.
Come on, man.
Wear, holes in their knees. It's like,
come
it's
on,
stupid,
man.
Man.
Come on, man.
It's stupid,
come
man.
On.
And then
that, that's
they
like,
act like it's
you
cool.
Remember when we, you remember when we was growing up and they had them jeans that was brown in the front or gray in the back or gray in the front and brown in the back. The girls used to wear them with the ass out. And you'd be like, ooh, this is the same shit. It's the same motherfucking shit. I'm looking at this shit like, why would I be wearing some shit tight? I said, bitches, excuse me, women was only ones that wear this shit. It's the only ones that ever wore tight pants from the ballerina girls in the high school to now. I said, now they wearing the ballerina pants all over the place. When they was in school, we was in high school looking, oh, this girl and that girl, she got a lot of ass, but she wearing the ballerina pants. Now the ballerina's everybody, and they ain't even exercise no more. They ain't let half these women exercising. They fat, too fat to be in them or too skinny to be in them, and you don't even got the physique for it. So it's just the whole world upside down, and I just kind of tell my little 15-year-old stuff like this. I'm like, look, man, if you're going to be a man and you're going to get women, you have to figure out what you're doing. Well, who are you and who are they? If you're wearing the same clothes they're wearing, then you're going to confuse them when they're trying to get you. Don't confuse them. You stay who you are. Stay in your lane and let them wear all that weird-ass shit women do, paint their nails, do all that off-the-wall shit. That's why they women. They've been doing that 100 years. You stay over here and do what you do. And then he got it. It took him a while because he kept on trying to do it, deal with it. Then he caught on and bet. But, yeah, man, it's like I said, I ain't mad at niggas. You do what you do, but I can't get with it. I'm going to stay old school.
Me too, player.
There it is.
One love to you.
There
man.
It is.
Well, man, one love.
With that
being
said, we're about to shut one it down. Love. Sweet Cadillac, thank you, sir. Tomorrow night, 93.3 Tweet FMism, Sweet Cadillac, Spectacular, Lowrider Oldies. Tune in, 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yep.
One love.
In.
Yep.
Hey, much love
the
to watch
show.
Big Three. Thank you, sir. Much love to you.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure, family.
My man, one love. Shout out to my special co-host, sat in for Queen Jean tonight, Cousin Marcy Yvonne Berkeley. Thank you, sweetheart.
Definitely. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Big Three, and to, you know, everyone. And it was awesome. I had an awesome time. Thank you again. Shout out to Armani Candles. Check out the website. We got a giveaway going on now. You all, so everybody enter. Yeah, but thank you. And everybody have a good rest of your week. And stay blessed.
I want you to come on the after hours to help me out tonight, too, okay?
You. Yeah, I'm there.
Come on the after hours with me, too. Okay, but yeah.
I'm there.
Same time, 12:30, 9:30. Shout out to Queen Jean. Hope you feel better, Queen. We're playing
for
you. Yeah,
feel better. We love you.
Shout out, Queen Jean. Shout out, Queen Jean.
Yeah. Big Three, man. Much love, loved one. We'll be in touch, man. We got to do it again soon, bro.
For sure.
Big
for
three,
sure.
It was a pleasure. Take care.
Pleasure's all mine. Y'all take care. Keep yourself together. Keep yourself safe. One love. I'm gone.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
One love. With that being said, we out of here. Westside Wednesdays, the G. Lou Show, special guest, Big Three, Lynch Mob, and we out. Marcy.